Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
888-710-4ISN. Doc Mike is in Chicago. What's up?
You know, did you do your research on the Winklers in Menominee County, Michigan, in the UP?
No relation.
I can't believe it. That's like a rare name.
I know, but there's different pockets of us, and none of us are related to each other. Doesn't make any sense. Maybe it was like in the whenever 1800s or 1700s or whenever the name started. Maybe like the biggest dork in the town was called a Winkler, and it just spread from there. And that's like the meaning of the name, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Winkler family, big deer hunters up there. They were in construction. I think they had a junkyard up there. Fantastic family. And then here I'm listening to Score. I was on a Score when it was born in 1992. I was on there all the time as the West Side Mike.
Oh, okay. Right?
With Murphy and that other goofball that does all the gambling.
Grabber.
Who? Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Right. He did die.
We're back with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show, live from the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar in Lindenhurst, presented by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be.
That's cold, man. West Side Mike. That's cold. Ah, you know, Murphy. Robert. Oh, no, he's dead.
He's dead.
Dead. Just so jubilant. Oh, no, he's dead. D-E-D. Dead. Welcome back.
Jesus.
In on the Score. We are live, is the Score. Is the Spiegel and Holmes Show is live at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. We've been having a day out here. Make no mistake about it. I'm Mark Rohde. He is Rami Makhlouf. We've been having a ball. I was just going to talk about Bill Wennington again.
He just left.
He put the clubs around his shoulder and he walked out. But right before he left, he was just talking to, I just saw like three kids. They were probably maybe 10 years old, 9 or 10 years old, schooling them on who he was.
Yeah, they had no idea.
The dad said, yeah, you need to go talk to Uncle Bill for a while. He'll tell you about 90s basketball. Yeah.
The dad said he won championships with Michael Jordan, and their jaws dropped.
Right, yeah. Their jaws dropped, yeah. And that's the kind of vibe we got going on out here. Of course, the U.S. Open is on all the televisions. Our friends from Circa are here, and they're banging golf balls on the simulator across from us, which I did take a couple of whacks at. The pizza, very good.
Very good.
Did you get a couple slabs of the pizza?
I got a slice. I did.
As well. Everything has been delicious and certainly top-notch out here. And you should download the Circa Sports Illinois app or fund your existing Circa Sports Illinois app and receive an on-site match incentive of up to $500 and take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx. And it is now a pleasure to bring in our friend from the Infinity Sports Network. That's, you're darn right, you get to hear him on The Score. Now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline, coming up here is Bart Winkler. Download the Circa Sports app today. And Bart, I am so happy for you that you get a bigger taste of Chicago sports fans than maybe you ever did in your life, as we heard from that open right there.
Yeah, it's fun to be on. I feel for Bill Wennington. I'm on The Score 3 hours every night, and no one knows who the hell I am either. So I sympathize there. Good to be on with you, boys. Good to see you.
Oh, man. You got your guy Robbie's here, man.
Have you heard from West Side Mike since that now famous call on these airwaves, or was that the one call he made to you?
No, and that'll happen sometimes where somebody calls in, like a legend of a certain place. And then
yeah.
I got a bunch of DMs from people like, oh, sorry, you got West Side mic'd. like there's guys that sometimes my show turns into open mic night.
Yeah.
That I'm not interested in, because it's people like calling up to do their shtick with me and I get no warning. I got no idea. I got one guy from Detroit that was, I don't know, he was auditioning for America's Got Talent or something on my show. It's just like, I don't know everyone's inside jokes, man. Just leave me alone, dude.
That's hilarious. I especially love the idea too of the DMs. Oh yeah, this guy, dude, you gotta listen to this guy. He's hilarious, man. These jokes we got here in Detroit and Cleveland and Chicago. This is the way to do it. But it is Bart Winkler, you've been doing it a long time, man. It is truly the beauty and the essence and what makes live radio one of one, because we have these live unfiltered moments, and that's the beauty of it, isn't it, Bart?
It is. I'll never knock anybody for being so brave to pick up a phone and call into a radio station. However, a lot of the callers that call my show are very bad at that. And also,
it's a hell of a promo for your show, by the way, we've been doing.
I don't know about you guys, Mark, Bart. I've never... Before I started doing this, I never called a sports talk radio station. I wasn't the guy who was like, "Hey, it's Rami from Palatine."
I was interviewed one time for like the town I grew up in Wisconsin. There was a big referendum because they were going to take the 2-lane road that cut through town into a 4-lane road, and it was going to impact different homes. And we lived like right kind of off of it, where they could have been a expressway basically in our backyard or something. So I went to this meeting as a seventh grader. I go to this meeting, and then my dad knew the radio guy, so as a favor, they like interviewed me, and I listened all day on a beautiful summer Saturday. I woke up early, listened from like 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. for my clip to be on. I didn't realize this guy was just like, you know, yeah, I'll talk to your stupid teenage puberty son. And I was never on. And that's like a key memory in my life of sitting there waiting every 15 minutes for the update, pressing play record on my, you know, whatever they called it, the cassette player, right, thinking I'm going to be on the radio in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And now I am every night. So it all worked out.
Beautiful. Look at that.
That is beautiful. Well, my one, I suppose, would be, and I didn't do it a lot, and I was very nervous when I did do it, but I remember calling in, I guess I was like early high school, and I called into Chet Kopick, famous radio sports legend in Chicago. I called the Kopick on Sports show, and they were giving away Kopick on Sports baseball caps. This is how dorky I was. I wanted one of those hats, and to get one of the hats, I had to, on live radio, sing the Bears fight song, and I got through about half of it, and I botched it, and Kopick was like, I'm not going to be able to give you a hat. It's not going to happen, partner. Take care. But then the producer of that show, who happened to be a man by the name of Dan McNeil, who went on to Score fame, he was just their producer there, and he literally said on the radio, he says,
give the kid a cap. And I ended up getting a cap because of Dan McNeil, wow. Score legend.
There you go. Yeah. See, that guy could have made Bart's day the way that Dan McNeil made your day. If he just played his stupid clip for 13 seconds about the expanded highway, that would have been a positive
memory. It was going to go through my backyard. They were going to tear down the house behind me. The old lady lived there, Dolores. Bless her soul. She's dead too, by the way. It was a big deal.
Well, now people ask you about things happening in your backyard, Bart. And damn it, people listen. It gets on the air, and people listen, including this whole Giannis thing. Is Giannis staying a Buck, Bart?
This is my gripe with the Giannis, let's just call it a situation. There has been, ever since he's been here, a really aggressive and eager movement to get him out of Milwaukee, where it's almost like Milwaukee is doing something wrong by being the place that he is living. Like we're the bad guys or we're evil or we just don't deserve this. So for really the whole time he's been here, there's been fake proposals and articles and I'll interview people and they'll be like, yeah, I don't know, Bart. Maybe he'll leave, maybe he won't. And then like they text me off air. I got to tell you, just to break your heart, he's going to be a Miami Heat within a couple of weeks. This has been going on for a long time. And Giannis has continually put pen to paper to stay. So there's been like no sign from him. And then the report from Shams earlier this summer, it's okay, for the first time ever, Giannis is then what were we doing the last 8 years, and now Giannis is showing no signs of wanting to leave. The Bucks are showing no signs of wanting to move him, and yet we're still going to continue to do this. Does he retire a Buck? Maybe not. Maybe he plays somewhere else, but I fully expect him to be in Milwaukee next season and the season beyond that, and I think he wants to try to win another title here. I don't understand what the – and like, because it's so mean, like everyone's so mean about it. Like, oh, Milwaukee needs to trade him and get, 25 cents on the dollar. Can we just like have one good thing here, please?
I love how you put that, though, that it's like people are just not even thinking about the feelings of the people in Milwaukee, that you're just talking about us like we're absolutely nothing. And I'll say this from the Chicago perspective. Of course, I'd like him to go to the Bulls, but I like that there's a player that is happy in Milwaukee or in a city that we don't usually think of players being happy in. I like it for you guys, Bart.
Well, I will take that, I guess, as a compliment. I don't know if it was or not, but thank you.
No, I think it was. No, it was. I meant it that way. I hope it didn't sound like
good. I'll take it that way.
No. I mean, like,
I choose to live here with my family, but, no big deal.
I like him liking Milwaukee. I like it.
And I appreciate that. And it is, like, he got drafted here. It's not like he was some kid that grew up. He grew up overseas, right. And he gets drafted here, and he doesn't know anything about anything. And then he becomes, like, loyal to the place where he lives. It's his new home. He gets married. He has children. He's got four of them. So just from that perspective, like, these guys are humans, so you're going to have to move to a completely different environment. And, maybe the kids are young enough that you don't – oh, they can start a new school or whatever. But the rest of his extended family's here now, too. And also, if he does go somewhere, like, one of the nice things about Milwaukee is he's relatively unbothered. You see Giannis out in public, and you have, like, a level of, okay, I'm going to text everyone I know that Giannis is here. But I'm also not going to ask him for a picture. I'm not going to, like, bother him. He gets treated, like, with more respect just respect from people than like the lawyer that's on all the billboards. People will run up to that guy drunk, or the guy that Rami can tell you about, the guy that looks like Milverine. That guy gets bombarded like he's a celebrity. Giannis is just like, oh, that's pretty cool. It's Giannis. And they're relatively unbothered. If he goes to a new city, he's going to be a new thing. Oh, yeah. And I don't know that that's going to be the lifestyle that he is looking for. So it just makes sense for him to continue the life he's living. Also, from a basketball standpoint, they're not going to win the title next year. But that probably doesn't mean they have no other shot to win with him again. So have a year where you just ball out, you know, win MVP maybe, try to bring some guys in, get younger, and then Damian Lillard comes back, try it one more time, and then, you know, go from there. But there's no real urgency that he needs to get dealt to the Spurs or whoever right now. It's just a narrative that people really enjoy talking about in NBA circles, and I still don't understand why it needs to be so prevalent and why it needs to be so angry all the time.
Yeah, from Giannis to the Green Bay Packers, and we might even talk about an ex-Green Bay Packer as well. But I did want to get your opinion really quick on the exit of Jair Alexander. Any surprise on that? What's your thoughts?
There's not a lot of surprise. I mean, the Packers would love to have Jair Alexander on the team, just not at the $20 million he was going to make. And it's not that Jair's not a $20 million kind of cornerback, but you don't know if he's going to play. He played 7 games the last 2 years, close to a full season before that, another truncated season the year prior to that. They've just not gotten the return on the investment in Jair Alexander. And last year got very frustrating because he would play, and then it looked like he was going to practice all week, but then he wouldn't play, and there was just a lot of vagueness around the situation. So I think for Green Bay, it was, we can't justify this at this salary, and we don't know that we can depend on him week to week. So they tried to move him. They eventually released him. The cornerback room, you're going to have to get excited. They got Nate Hobbs as a free agent. They got some guys in the draft. So you try to be a steward of the organization as a fan and say, well, these guys will make up for Jair, but talent wise, they won't. So I just hope that it's a position that they either do get some improvement from these second year guys and rookie guys, but the absence will be felt. But then again, they've felt the absence for the last 2 years, at least in half of it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Saw it was last week or a couple weeks ago, Matt LaFleur took issue with the notion that Jordan Love took a step back in his second year as a starter. Some of the statistics might suggest that. If you watch the tape, you could probably dissect it and come to a different conclusion. Where are you at on Jordan Love and what you saw in year two and heading into year three?
I think the problem with rational discussion around Love is he had his really good year first, and then a year that statistically wasn't maybe as good second. If they had been flip-flop, we'd be coming into this season, you know, wanting to talk about him as an MVP candidate. I think last year, too, there was a lot of injury. You know, he was injured right away, dealt with different injuries throughout the season. I'm satisfied with Jordan Love's play. I mean, to move on from Rodgers and to draft a guy and to try to do that again it's also a tough situation for him because he got like 1 year before the Packers had to make him a $55 million man and all the pressure that comes with being one of the top paid quarterbacks. Maybe he didn't put enough on tape to say, oh, for sure. But in the case with some of these guys like Brock Purdy, you're not paying for what they did. You're paying for what you think you can get out of them. All that being said is he's got to have a good year. I think Matt LaFleur has been here long enough. And now it's the third year with LaFleur. It's the third year of Love as a starter. It's going to be LaFleur's seventh. LaFleur's had MVP years of Rodgers still. It wasn't Rodgers at the end, like McCarthy got Favre at the end. It was MVP years of Rodgers. It's now Jordan Love, who I think is a worthy, replacement. Matt LaFleur's got to go farther than just one game in the playoffs or the NFC Championship that they made and then lost at home. They need to go far. I'm talking NFC Championship, maybe Super Bowl far. I don't think there's a scenario where he gets fired at the end of the season, even like 5-12 disaster. But if they just go to the playoffs, lose a game, like then I think the hot seat gets pretty warm for LaFleur. Probably not as much Jordan Love, unless he's just terrible. But I look at this more of a year about, is LaFleur going to be the guy rather than is Jordan Love going to be the guy?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, man. I mean, he's got, like, at least nationally, he's gotten a decent amount of praise for being innovative. And as you mentioned, that's a good distinction, that Aaron Rodgers was still at an elite level at that point. But it'll be an interesting year for him. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, is he going to be successful with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
First of all, I would like to just quadruple down on my claim that I do not believe he is married.
Oh, okay.
I think that he has. He was never asked married. So they go, is that a? He goes, yep, it's a wedding ring. And then the guy says, how long? He goes, a couple of months. The word married and marriage never got in there.
Wow. I don't think, this is vaccinated versus, yeah. What was the term that he used?
Oh, yeah.
I forget
immunized.
What was the term that he, immunized. Yeah, you think he's just, it's a play on words and he's duping us all?
I think he feels like he's in a relationship that's akin to a marriage. And he may call someone his wife, but I don't think I don't think he's legally married.
Oh, boy.
At all.
It's like higher power stuff. Like, anything can be your higher power. That Cubs hat that Rami's wearing right now can be my higher power if I want it to be that. So, does he just enjoy the game, the weird, or is he just weird? Like, or a little bit of everything? I still can't figure the guy out.
It's probably more he's just weird. He thinks that there's a level of sophistication and knowledge that he is unlocked. That the rest of us are still chasing.
Right.
What's ironic is in the game of football, like he's very good. He's, really good at like drawing things back. I think one of the issues will be, and we've seen this with young receivers, is when Rodgers gets to the line, he sees the coverage and there's so many different things that are going through his head, but then he expects like DK Metcalf now or whoever to also be on that wavelength. And that's why some of these younger guys or even newer guys with the Jets, I think that's why they had to go get Alan Lazard again and even Devontae Adams, because I don't know that he's able to take everything in his brain and then tell these guys, like, oh, I just want you to run this route in this coverage. So I don't think it's going to be great. I didn't think he was going to be good with the Jets. We don't know that first year because he got hurt. When he did finish in Green Bay, they had a chance to make the playoffs. He looked terrible in that game. That really sticks with me. Last year, his stats weren't bad, but he held onto the ball too long. He was slow. Some of the zips off a little bit. I think what's interesting for him is he just doesn't want to stop playing football. I don't think he knows what else he would do. And now he's in a situation where Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. If they have a losing season, then it's kind of like Aaron Rodgers' fault. So this might do more harm to his legacy than good, but ultimately we probably won't remember it. I'm not expecting the Steelers to be any different than they ever are. You know, Rodgers will give you some good moments. It'll be funny to see him against the Jets. It'll be weird to see him against the Packers, but there's a reason their Super Bowl odds before and after the signing stayed exactly the same.
Yeah, and he'll be at Soldier Field, so he'll get one more round with Bears fans come November. Bart Winkler, we always appreciate your insight. Keep on handling those score callers and Chicago folks on the Infinity Sports Network. You're doing a great job on your show every evening that a lot of times we get to hear right on the score. Thanks, man.
It is a great honor to be on these airwaves. Now, I would love to, like, feel more part of the team and maybe hang out with you at a remote, but I guess beggars can't be choosers.
We're like an hour and a half.
I thought you invited him. I asked you if you invited him out here.
You don't tell him.
Oh, sorry. Wait a minute. Real quick, did I hear – are you getting married this weekend?
I am getting married. And no, oh, not this weekend. Nine days. Next Saturday.
Oh, next week. Oh, okay.
Bart's invited.
I figured he was. That's why I was going to be like, this is a good chance to
He's
talk.
He's going to be there.
I'm sorry. I got bad information from somebody who also works at the score and might sign some of the paychecks. So.
It's totally fine.
Yeah.
It's a week from Saturday. It's totally fine.
Bye, Bart, if you're still there. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Can I leave?
Yeah, you can go. You, bye. Bart. You're done.
Okay, bye, guys.
Your segment is over. Take care. That's Bart Winkler. Great stuff. Always love talking to him. We are live at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lyndhurst. And you have a little bit of Bears hesitation,
don't you? Yeah, just a little.
A little bit of Bears just hesitation. We're going to move forward with that thought right there from Rami Makhlouf when we return here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.